of the military.
Mm.
Well, let's give some of the other firefighters a good break.
Yeah. Who else is on? Anyone else want to say hello for maybe the first time or comeback time? Okay. You guys listened to the call yesterday?
Yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
I felt like she might have
the call yesterday, and there was so much there to hear. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hi, this is Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. Okay. Before we check.
Oh, you know, I have something. Did all of you get the thing on the cinnamon and honey?
That was like a week or so ago?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I was going to save it, and I somehow or other didn't. And so I sent Mary Lou an email on it, and I said, you know, did she have it? Which she said to me again because I wanted to save it in my files. Anyway, she sent it back. She said, is this the one? And she didn't know. She said, I wouldn't send it out because I don't know if it's, you know, real. So, anyway, she said I wouldn't send it out. And I thought, well, I got it from, you know, from everybody. But anyway, just to let everybody know, Friday night, I asked Doc, I took it with me, and I asked Doc, because I was tempted really to try some, and yet I don't want to have the extra sugar and stuff. But anyway, I asked Dr. Jackson if this was for real, and he said he'd heard of some of them. He said, but he didn't know. He said to ask his wife. She's more up on that type of thing. So I asked her, and she said she didn't know, and I said, well, when you hear or find out, would you let me know? So that's on the cinnamon and honey we got.
Do you want to tell us who Dr. Jackson is?
Oh, Dr. Jackson is an internal medicine. He's not in Santa Rosa. He's right at San Jose. Anyway, he is an internal medicine doctor. He his wife had a whole lot of things. In fact, I have two letters that, one that he wrote on what he thought about Nican that's terrific, one on the testimony for his wife. He went to, I think, George Washington or something, I'm not sure, but anyway, in practice for over 25 years, has quite, you know, a good reputation or good, you know, things behind him, and he quit his practice, and he is doing this good. I've heard him speak twice. But he now is full-time Nican. He has been was getting some training and learning from Dr. Moskos, and that's why he even, you know, knew, and he was at the funeral, too, and thought it was, you know, such a tragedy that Dr. Moskos died. So that's who Dr. Jackson is.
Thank you. It's just good to have, you know, we hear names, and sometimes we just...
Right, and a lot of people don't know who he is, but I think he is one... They have him on doctors' panels that are starting to be in different places of the country. I don't know of the country, but I know about here. Mm-hmm. They're having these doctors' panels, and I think he's sort of the main one.
Okay, we all know that honey has some excellent properties, and we all know what cinnamon.
Right.
Cinnamon can benefit us, and combining the two, I part of me, when I saw the list, and I think one of the things, delicacy, talked about your call yesterday, it was awesome.
Oh, it was awesome.
Well, great, I hope everybody got some good things out of it.
She is certainly full of wonderful knowledge.
I'd like to hear it again sometime. Get my downline on.
You can also go to Focus, and I think he has the whole call up, doesn't he?
It's posted now, yes, you let me know.
Yeah.
That's on the internet, right?
Right, too bad.
Yeah. But some of my downline could get on.
Sure, one thing on an email that Mary Lou sent out telling people about the call said it was available at Growing and Wellness or on Steve's website. I don't know whether Steve is recording or not, but you might want to ask her. And it was the one to the downline, I think, to change it to Focus where it's available. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
no, I heard what you said. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to... It said Growing and Wellness, and I don't think that Brad also takes it.
Oh, it said Growing and Wellness.
Right? Yeah. Instead of Focus.
Focus on Wellness. Okay.
Focus on Growth.
Okay.
It just said Growing and Wellness.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will double check that then.
Okay. I just saw that yesterday, ladies. But it was an awesome call. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, concerns? Okay, just a couple of things that I picked up from readings. One of the things from Dr. Oz's website, Eat Less by Keeping This in Mind. And, you know, as people who are challenged with what our bodies look like and feel like, I think we do a lot of mindless eating. And he says, practice mindful eating. That's become a growing number of people's mantra, and, you know, it makes sense. If you relax and focus, and I've started to do this since I read this, teach yourself how to eat mindfully. Start with a raisin. This is awesome, amazing. Take a deep, relaxing breath as you pick it up. Look at it for a few seconds. Obviously, you're not going to do this with every piece of food you put in your mouth. Smell it, place it in your mouth, and roll it around on your tongue. Feel the wrinkles. Now bite. Note the chewy, gritty texture, the sweet, fruity, astringent taste. Extract all the flavor before you swallow. That's kind of the idea of mindful eating, to savor the look, smell, texture, and taste of every bite, and it works. It has a huge impact on curbing chronic binge eating. And you know, it's slowing down your eating, but it's also tasting what you're putting in your mouth. We eat because of the pleasure of food. So why shouldn't we taste what we're eating? Your stomach really doesn't care what you put in it. It's the mouth and the head that you have to deal with. And so by eating mindfully, it just might be something that will help us get to the next level. And it says to eat more often, which we know, having mini meals. And there are times when we think we're hungry, and he advises taking a glass or two of water, see if that satisfies the craving. And maybe you really were just thirsty. We've talked about that many times on these calls. Also, he says, don't hide evidence left over from a snack or meal, like a candy wrapper or a chicken bone, which of course we're not going to have. When you have this evidence left, it's a reminder that you just ate. And using that strategy may also make you curb what you're putting in your mouth. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've noticed lately everybody's coming out with the 10 best food lists. One of them lists spinach, beets, which he says are... Think of them as red spinach. They have some good properties. Cabbage, guava, Swiss chard, cinnamon, there we are again. And each of these has their own benefits. Purslane, remember we talked about that last year on these calls. Pomegranate juice, goji berries, dried plums, pumpkin seeds. So, you know, everybody has their own ideas of what's good for us. Again, don't confuse hunger with thirst. And listen to your body. Watch for signs of dehydration, especially when you're in the heat. And one of the good ways of knowing whether you are dehydrated, we talked about this before, is your fluid output and what color is it. If it's very yellow and very smelly, you are definitely not getting enough water. You should be able to see through your urine. That tells you you're at the right level of water input. So, anyone have any comments or anything else we talked about?
To avoid overeating, to me, the main thing is not to be overly hungry before you eat. Your mind tell you that you need more and more when you're overly hungry.
Good point. That's why the six small meals is so much healthier. It keeps your blood sugar level anyway, and you will eat less in six meals than you will in three days. There was just a thing I was watching on TV that showed someone who has lost 30-some pounds post-children, young woman, and still wants to get rid of another 10 or 15, I think she said. But they were showing what she was eating, and it's the F factor diet, which I've seen around for a while, which the big thing is F, I think, probably stands for fiber, because this woman was getting very little fiber. By increasing the amount of fiber she gets at each meal, dramatically decreases the number of calories of the meal and gives her more satiety. So she feels more full much sooner with better food. And we've talked about, you know, Americans in particular not getting enough fiber. So, and if you're, when you increase your fiber, do it gradually, or otherwise you're going to get gastric distress. So it was interesting to see what she was eating, thinking she was eating pretty healthy. Oh, there was also an ice cream made with coconut milk. And I don't remember the brand. I didn't notice until after they were finished, and they said it was made with coconut milk. So that might be something to look for, guys.
Is it good or bad?
That well, it's not made with...
...putting down the coconut oil and the palm oil, both. And again, it goes back to the processing. I use natural coconut oil, and I test higher on coconut oil than I do on olive oil.
That's better for you.
Pardon?
That it's better for you.
It's better for me, yes. And so I use that if I'm using anything. It depends on the flavor I'm trying to get. Coconut oil is really incredible in something that's baked. And I did some baking over the weekend, just testing different recipes. And so, you know, I don't like to make a flat statement because you're going to get one person that's going to say, oh, it's incredible, da-da-da-da, that has done a ton of research, and, you know, I've got to see where it's coming from, and there's books out there that allude to it. But basically, the overall is that it's been given a bad rap, and it's back to the politics of it again. But it's not to say that it can't be overstated, and I like to go with what Dr. McDougall says, and that is, if at all, very, very sparingly. You don't need to be using these things to sauté in, because we can do it in broth and water.
Right.
But where you're wanting the taste of it is a different story. So, you know, that's my take on it. I need to check that part on cholesterol, because before we were given that no plant can put cholesterol into our body. So even though it's saturated fat, according to that, we should not be getting cholesterol buildup because of the fat.
Is avocado saturated or not, you know?
Pardon?
What about avocado? I'm just curious. Is that saturated or not?
Not add to the cholesterol in our body. The plant cannot add to the cholesterol. So, I don't have that one in front of me.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I don't eat a whole quart of coconut ice cream, but for somebody who wants, you know, a small taste, you know, a little cup of, half a cup of an ice cream, and I don't know what flavors it even comes in, to something you're interested in, it's just something I saw on TV, and I know, I'm almost positive Mercola supports coconut oil.
He is huge on coconut oil. He also sells it, so makes it available. Maybe I should say it that way. Anyway, so, you know, I question, again, when that is taking place. But
right.
I've got a couple of recipes I haven't had a chance to try yet. One is using silken tofu, and a friend of mine said it was absolutely incredible, homemade. And the other one is using coconut milk, and what they were having you do was take the can and set it up, set it in the refrigerator, and then overnight the cream will come. I mean, you don't want to go there. You don't have to. It's not a matter of have to. You just don't want to go there once you're eating much better in this way, because you will probably feel it. I'm sure some of you already have, others already have, I know. So,
on the coconut again, Chinese, there are many Chinese in Indonesia, and there are Chinese friends who have relatives in Indonesia where lots of coconuts are being produced, and there are many, many people who have stroke, according to the Chinese friends who have relatives there.
That use it without negative side effects, you're saying, Molly?
who has strokes, who eats
strokes. Okay, I missed that. I'm sorry.
Using coconut oil.
Well, they produce the coconut there. So in their regular diet, that's what they eat.
Huh. I know in Hawaii, they just pull them off the trees, crack them open, and start drinking.
Yeah. Well, the juice, I don't know about the juice. Is it different than the meat or not?
Uh-huh. The water is very, very thin. It is not carrying the cream. The pulp is what carries the cream, and that's where when they make it, they're getting it out of the cream. I've drank the water. I mean, it's just like water.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and so you're getting, not the same properties that you'd be getting as far as the fat content. And you really have to watch, because you can buy defatted or low-fat coconut milk, and you can buy regular coconut.
And what about the I
would probably taste good with soy milk. And getting back to the ice cream, at Whole Foods, they do have soy ice cream, and they have rice ice cream, and at Trader Joe's, they have soy ice cream. And my husband just loves the cocoa fudge. I try to get him to drink it, eat some every night with a few nuts sprinkled on.
The soy ice cream has been out in the market a long time. Regular grocery store has it.
Right, I've picked that up too.
Well, this container, I did see it says on there very clearly, does not contain soy. So for anyone who's having that, they cannot tolerate it. And again, in real moderation.
Yeah, you're back into the processed foods again, and that's part of the rave is, the refined foods when you're doing these things. So if it is something you can put together that's simpler, that has less ingredients and does not have any of the things that you might question at the end of the list, you're better off doing it at home, and then you're not going to use it as frequently because it's not quite as convenient as grabbing the container. So, another thought and another direction to go is, look for the recipe that'll work for you that you can use occasionally. Every day should not be a feast or a holiday type of meal where we've got all these extra things, and it's easy to get there. Hey, I'm got three fingers pointing at myself when I say these things. So, I know.
Yeah, every day is not given.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if it's a choice between one of these that we've been talking about or Häagen-Dazs, which way are you going to go?
There you go.
We all make choices every day, and it's an individual thing. It's our body. Nobody puts food in our mouths but us. So that's
and the other thing you can say to yourself when you're through, was that as exciting and rewarding? Was it a great payoff? Or was it a nothing? Because I know our son brought something here the other day, another son, not Van. And I looked at it and I said, oh my gosh, well, it was lemon flavored. And I had one little piece and I said to Denny, I said, if you want the rest of it, that's fine. I said, it tastes good, but it's not satisfying. And the difference was it left me with a feeling that I needed to eat more for my taste buds, only for my taste buds.
Exactly, and that's why we eat anyway, though.
But there's other things that you can eat that are satisfying at the same time that they taste very rewarding.
So it didn't.
And they don't
seem
more. Pardon?
It didn't call you anymore.
It didn't. That don't call you anymore. The other one that was processed, refined, and I shouldn't have had in the first place, made me want more just because of the taste. There was no satisfaction there after it. All the ramifications of it, there should be some more changing going on in my brain here.
There are times if I eat something that maybe wasn't a wonderful choice, if I put some jade under my tongue after the flavor is gone, it'll keep me from going back for more.
Exactly. I've done that too, Nancy. That's a very good idea.
We have to have all these ways of deceiving our brain.
Well, we've fallen into, how many years have we been on habits? How many years were we growing up where it was, a regular part of our diet? And, they say you set new patterns, but you know, some of those old things can kick back in real easy. So it's just, it's learning, it's a learning curve. And I believe the education is the most important part. And then making, you know, the effort of, you know, we can, it's like the business. We can know everything there is to know about the business, but we, unless we apply it, we're not going to have a business.
That's
just knowing it doesn't do it.
And the support of these calls, too.
Correct.
John, you just said something that made me think, just a statement about how food is an addiction. That it is a habit, you know, that in a split second, we can just jump right back to our old addiction of whether it's ice cream or, you know, whatever it happens to be. And so it is a constant, like a program, just like the, like a 12-step program. That, and I agree with you, Nancy, that that's why these calls are so important, because we get reinforced from each other and helps us stay on track. So food is an addiction for us, I think, for me.
There's no question. It's a reminder. And, you know, it's amazing what comes out of these conversations. After she left, I said to my husband, I would almost bet my life that I understand, and she has her master's in social work, I understand more the dynamics of overeating better than she does. And my husband said, well, why? I said, excuse me, what have I been doing for 6 years?
Well, we've been applying common sense is what we've been doing.
Well, but the education we've got, I've said many times, I've got a PhD in all of this over the 6 years that nobody will give me credit for, but that's okay. I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for me anyway. But, you know, I don't think she really, I don't know if she's ever had a weight problem, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, that you'll understand better, but I think it does give you a little bit of a key in. But she, I don't think she totally understands, gets the picture.
I would agree with you.
I have to share an email that I got from a friend who, she's used Nikan products off and on, and she's off and on, she had the powder, but she hasn't, the protein, but hasn't done any, used anything for a long time. And we just reconnected the other day, and she said, I started a new business, and she started in April, and she said, I'm really, really liking it, and it's a business for wraps, you know, to lose inches by having wraps. And she said, I was just looking at her email now, I'm thinking about the mindset of people, but she said, it's just something different to do. I really enjoy it. My girlfriend has really lost a lot of inches wrapping. I have gone down a dress size so far. Beats dieting all the time. triple exclamation mark. And anyway, so that was the end of that conversation. We, you know, at least we had a connection.
You're talking about body wraps, not wraps that we eat.
Right, uh-huh. Body wraps.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had
so the diet mentality.
Trying to study and, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, that didn't interest her at all. She didn't even check out the book, you know. But this is her new business now. And I think it still goes back to what us Americans want. The majority of people, you know, they want a quick fix, and that sure beats dieting.
She's in the diet mentality, though, not the lifestyle mentality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as she says, no matter what I try, it doesn't work. Well, I've eaten with her enough to know what she puts in. But just share that, because I think we have an uphill battle, you know, in our crusade to help people change their lives. But it can only be if they're ready for it.
I have a question for you, Darlene. How much weight have you gotten rid of? Just a round figure.
33 pounds.
Oh, wait, it wasn't Darlene just talking.
Who was that? Was Joe.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Joe, how much weight have you gotten rid of?
She really doesn't need to lose it.
Okay, no.
Actually, I've lost almost 10 pounds since the China study.
Okay. And do you want the original lifestyle?
Well, from the original lifestyle, 15.
Okay, and you've kept it off for how long?
Oh, I'm just steady. I don't vary more than a pound for, I don't know, 6-9 months.
And how many people on a, quote, diet can come anywhere near that?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. And she must see that you have done this and maintained and not gone back to where you started from, even if it's only, and I, again, in quotes, got rid of 15 pounds.
Well, I didn't have that much to lose.
Have your measurements changed?
Sorry?
Have your measurements changed?
Yes.
She's got to see that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And everybody says, you know, that I'm looking good. I'm not looking gaunt. But,
right.
But,
okay. Well, you know, of course, what you're doing isn't working, and she wouldn't want to try it because it might work for her. So, you know, yeah. Next.
You know, last night on the one of the news is, I can't remember if it was ABC, CBS, NBC, whichever one channel it was, they did a feature on eating around the world, and it was more than amazing. We're getting a ton of positive with between the rush on farmers markets and organic growing, and yeah, the word organic is being overused now, and it may be very diluted from what it was a few years ago, but still, the emphasis is growing dramatically in the awareness in that area. And as they showed each of the countries, it was a great little segment, and it was very short, you know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. I don't even think it was 5 minutes, but it would be a nice intro to doing something where you could point. Now, there was some animal product that did show meat, but as they showed each of the countries, they opened with this wide arrangement of vegetables in a market or on a table, and you could, and they just zeroed in that the basis of all this food in all these countries. And they said at the end, and there was no fast food involved in any of this natural way of eating in these countries. And it was European, it was third world, it was all the full spectrum. I loved it. We just sat and I actually taped it. I can go back and look and see what channel it was on. You might be able to get a clip off of it. But anyway, it was great. So we can use these things to point to that people are gradually, just like we had with magnetics becoming known in the industry of health, we're seeing the same thing happen here, and then just a lot more on the vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, my word for it. Not from me, but from China Study Self.
It's been a couple of years since Ruth went to Europe in the summertime. And I remember when she came back, she mentioned how differently they eat over there, that they do not, that first of all, they're aghast at how the Americans eat and look. And this is before we turned to the plant-based diet, but that's basically what they were eating over there. I know in the Mediterranean, which is another one of the healthiest areas of the world, they eat a lot of olive oil, and yet they're healthy.
Right. It's back to the process. So you can have a wide range, and you know, not to get hung up on any one area. Use the guidelines, but as far as your range of food, my goodness, we have tons of choices,
especially at this time of year.
It should never be boring. And you know, if we watch, we'll take that right into the rest of the year, just knowing that things that are there and are in season, and they may not be quite as wide because of the fresh, but, you know, we're all over the world now, and they are bringing them in, and if you really want it, you can have it, and you can have it in a fresher way. So
I've been putting the kale on my salad, and it's not bad. If you guys remember last week, a guy at the grocery store came up to me and said, you know what this is? This is the best thing you can put in your body. So I bought a little head of, or whatever they're called, of kale, and I've just been adding it to my salad. It's another green. So.
Well, we've got lots of sources, guys.
We are late, but I just want to ask anybody if they have any questions about the Rapid McDougal Rapid Weight Loss Challenge.
Maximum weight loss.
Maximum. Anybody want to comment on that? We haven't touched on it very much on these calls, but I just want to, don't want to let those people down if there are questions or comments. I want to report that the scale is continuing to move to the left for me, and I am happy as a, and one who always says the scale is just a number, and it just shows me that what I'm doing is working. So.
Now, you're going closer to the maximum.
Well, you know what? I think the big thing I'm doing is more conscious eating and less income. I'm not eating as much. And, yeah, I still, this goes back. When I did Weight Watchers in the late 60s, so it's a couple years ago, there were free vegetables. And you know what? What was true then is still true today. And if you want something to eat and you don't know what, and I don't, I'll cut off a piece and eat it, whether it's a sweet potato or a white potato. And all of a sudden last night I realized after dinner that I haven't been eating beans and I need to put something, you know, back in my diet with the beans. But just in general, I'm by eating more vegetables, you're increasing your fiber. Whether, you know, when we went out for dinner Saturday night and I ordered a pasta primavera, and it came with a small salad, no iceberg, which was a nice salad, but much smaller than I certainly eat at home. And the pasta primavera had wonderful veggies in it. And I said, it was supposed to come in an olive oil sauce. And I said, instead of that, could you give me a marinara sauce? She said, sure. And it was, you know, not heavy on the marinara, but it was a really tasty sauce. There was probably some oil in there. And I brought at least a third to a half of it home, which meant I didn't really eat that much. And my husband said, that's all you're eating? And you know what? I was satisfied. In fact, I finally had the rest of it last night for dinner. So I don't know. I'm just more consciously, and as Dr. Oz said, eating with more, what was his word?
Mindful.
Mindful eating, yeah.
And to dish up your plate, see how much is on your plate. Realize that is enough. Should be definitely enough to satisfy you. And we did this the other night, made a stir fry, and it came out very tasty. And Denny said after a few bites, I mean, he wasn't even a third of the way into his plate, he said, is there more of this? And I said, there is, but I really want both of us to realize that we're satisfied. Just set and gulp it down to see what I'm going to do the next minute after I finish eating.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I literally am more satisfied. So I don't know whether it'll work that way for anybody else. I'd like to hear back if they try it, that does. So.
Well, one thing they find is people who eat in front of the tube.
No, I'm not talking about in front of the tube.
But I'm just saying they generally eat a lot more calories per day by doing that. But there are times when I'm reading while I'm eating. And, yeah, I eat slower because I'm underlining everything. I you know, when I'm reading is something that I want Marty to read, so I underline for him. And that slows me down also. But mindful eating, you know, there's a line there. And I do what you're doing. And, you know, if you're not going to come back and eat, and you have on your plate what you're going to eat, this is my meal. And, yeah, and you're eating it slowly, and you're savoring what you're putting in your mouth.
The Chinese drink our soup at the end of the meal instead of the beginning of the meal.
Mm.
And that is very satisfying. And also, Nancy, you were talking about cooking some beans. What about using beans as a snack, like a pumpkin? I buy some Trader Joe's raw nuts and bake it in the oven myself.
What kind of beans is that, Molly?
Well, pumpkin seeds are good.
Oh, pumpkin seeds, okay.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of other nuts that you like. You just mix them after you bake it. Well, you have to try the temperature. If it's 350, most likely you need like 5 minutes and in the temperature that you set.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the seed
and then turn off the oven for another 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If the, of each time is not enough, then make it 7 minutes.
I love pumpkin seeds. Yeah.
That part is a very, very sensitive to heat, so mm-hmm. you don't want to have it higher than 350.
Mm-hmm.
The pumpkins also is very sensitive to heat, so you have to test it out. So I mix it in a jar and put it in my bag in the car whenever I go out, or leave it in the car if you were parking the garage in the summertime. So you can feel satisfied, especially if you have pilot water with you, so you are not overly hungry when it's time to eat supper.
Good point. Thank you. Well, guys, we are way, way, way past time. Anybody have any closing thoughts or comments or questions? Good call.
Well, great call.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
The quiet one. If you got anything beneficial from the call, share the number with other people. Come back on the call, and tomorrow Brenda will be here. Have a great day today, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for everybody's participation and information. That's why I love these calls. Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.